Something old or something new, something borrowed or something better. It's time for one of Brenda B's recipes. On a Monday, this week, good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. In southern Cass County, there's a little community that goes by the name of Garden City. Outside of the city limits, there sits a beautiful little country church nestled in a sycamore grove for which it gets its name. And let me tell you, the women who attend can cook like nobody's business. There are Schrocks and Yoders, Hartzlers and Roths who've passed down family recipes as heirlooms for generations. Over the years, I've turned time and again to the pages of their 1990 published cookbook for the good eats, as well as the illustrations my mom drew for the section dividers within. And here's one of my favorites, oven fried chicken. Ingredients: 3 pounds of chicken pieces skinned, 6 tablespoons of flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 egg beaten with 2 tablespoons of water, 1.5 ounces of cornflake crumbs, 8 teaspoons of melted margarine, 1 ounce of Parmesan cheese, and a dash of pepper. Directions are pretty straightforward. Just like you would fix chicken in a pan, you're going to prepare it for the oven. In a flat-bottom bowl, you'll mix together your flour, salt, and pepper. In another bowl, mix cornflake crumbs and Parmesan cheese. Coat the chicken with flour, dip in the egg, roll in the crumbs, and place in a sprayed 9x13-inch pan, then drizzle with margarine. Bake at 375 degrees for 1 hour. When it's just too hot to stand over a skillet and fry chicken, this is a near-perfect substitute for that same crispy on the outside, juicy in the center, down-home experience. Thanks to Sue Schrock for a finger-lickin' good recipe. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. Is there someone in your family that has influenced the way you cook? I'd love to hear about him or her. Send me an email, and if I share your story on air, you'll be entered for a chance to receive a free autographed copy of Were You Born in a Barn? This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.